from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
They're longtime friends.
Let me tell you something real quick about dibs that I'm sure not everybody knows.
And first-time partners.
Hang in there, big guy. There'll be brighter days ahead.
Now these two homegrown Bay Area boys finally come together to take over sports talk.
Get the hell off of my doorstep.
Major League Baseball, you stink.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Alrighty, no Willard and Dibs. It's Dead Matt Stein, that's Daryl the Guru Johnson with you. It's a Friday, it's a payday. Yay! Friday.
And it's hot.
It is, it's toasty.
Dude,
out there.
I got a sweater on like a fool. I thought it'd be 70, 72. It's 82, 83.
Well, it's chilly in here, so this is
well,
the kind of weather.
You
know me,
yeah.
This is the kind of weather you get sick in. Because you come in from 90 degrees and then you get into 68, and it's just not good for the old the body temperature go.
Let's go, baby.
What do you mean?
We just got here. If I were a shortstop, I just missed the ball hit right. I went Luciano. I wasn't ready for you. You threw it back to me, and I booted it.
You mean just now?
Yeah, just now, yeah. Oh. You needed your partner, and I bobbled it.
Well, you know, it's...
We got 4 hours.
I know how to play with a bad defense behind me. I just still go for the strikeouts. No, it's training camp next week with the 49ers. It starts Wednesday. Bonte and Chasky are going to be down there 6 to 10 in the morning. Then we're going to be there 10 to 2. If you're down in San Jose, come say hello at the Hilton.
Yeah.
Santa Clara should be a lot of fun.
You staying the night?
Why?
Because normally that's what we do. I'll talk to the boss after.
We're not going to Fresno. I mean, it's just down on the peninsula.
Yeah.
You know? Stein and Guru, they're better in this slot, 2-6. Well, hey. Don't. This
well,
is it.
I'll tell you what.
This is the quota. This was the deal that was arranged 1 week. 1 week only.
But what I've noticed is my coworkers
are
in a better mood later in the day.
Well, that's because their weekend has started.
I've noticed the air is a little lighter. I like it, man.
I like
2-6, Donnie. It's great. So, I got my car washed today, did some little stuff.
You don't wash your own car?
Oh, hell no.
Pay for it?
Yeah, it's like it's brand new again when they bring it out. The armor all in there. Yeah.
How much you pay for that? Where'd you go?
Hey, get out of
Did Magic you go in car- the city?
No, Magic Car Wash. It's called Magic in Sac.
It's in Sacramento.
Yeah.
Man, you got it done early, huh?
Yeah.
How was traffic yesterday, by the way?
Just up in Batmobile.
Are you serious?
This is incredible. Like, life's changed, man. I need this.
So I left here yesterday at 6 and walked around, and there was traffic in the city getting out.
Oh, whoa.
I just zip out of here.
We drive different.
Nevertheless, I mean, you don't drive on the sidewalk, do you?
No, not at all. No. I had no problems. Yeah. Back to 10 on Monday.
Yeah.
Damn it.
49er season starts, and I want to kind of take the temperature of San Francisco 49er fans. You know, I was just looking at some stuff before the show. Obviously, they've been to four NFC championship games in the last 5 years. They've been to two Super Bowls.
Damn!
They bring back, essentially, their entire team from last year, and I just want to know how 49er fans are viewing this year. Do you think this is kind of the last year of this iteration of the Niners? How much pressure is on the Niners? Is it Super Bowl or bust? Where are you at right now with the San Francisco 49ers, Goo?
You tell me what you think. And that was a great conversation we had with Bonte. Listen, they've identified and most likely have their franchise quarterback. But, Steiny, that's not enough. And what they've had is a plethora of weapons, contracts on their side that they've gotten done. So, again, I believe when I saw Greenlaw go down in the Super Bowl, I was really the only one, I believe, from afar thinking about how will this impact them defensively next year. So, I don't know what to think. I expect them to be a player, but I don't know what's going on with Brandon Ayuk. If you tell me if he's going to play on his fifth-year option or if he's out of here. But, Steiny, your boy's still a puppy. And I'm talking about one Brock Purdy. So that's another big deal. So, you know, I don't know where I am on the win total. I know, I'm assuming health, they're going to make the playoffs. But as far as getting from Kyle Shanahan, getting that thing that escapes him, that Lombardi trophy, his division has gotten better. So we'll see how it plays out. But, man, Stoddy, that's why I don't like any of this Ayuk. You know, they don't know what's going on, or maybe they do. But that is... I'll ask you, and I asked you a couple of days ago. This is a dilemma, right? The whole Ayuk, it's not helping the team.
It might not be helping the team, but I don't think it's a dilemma.
Well, they start camp Wednesday.
Right, but I don't think it's a dilemma for the Niners. I think they've drawn a line in the sand. They've thought about this for a long time. At some point, I believe they've come up with a game plan that they don't want to pay Ayuk a certain amount of money, and he's asking for more than that. And I think they're ready to play hardball with Ayuk. But again, we still got, you know, 3 or 4 weeks to figure it out. If you look at the dates of some of the other guys who have signed, but I want to know if 49er fans think this is a little different than Debo, than Bosa, than Kittle. Does it feel different, or do you really think they're going to get it done? Because the one thing I see on the text lines, Guru, and the Xfinity mobile text lines and the YouTube chats, I do think there are a lot of fans out there that aren't concerned in the least about Ayuk. And
I'm seeing B's keys on the chat. We can win without Ayuk.
Well, it's not about necessarily whether Ayuk will be on the team or not. It's that
the impact, though, if he's not.
Well, nobody's thinking that right now. That's my point. I think there's what I'm seeing are a lot of comments saying, essentially, you guys got to relax. Because until it gets past a certain time, there's no sense in worrying.
But so I assume he's on the team. And he'll be out there. But this is kind of strange. I asked you and Kay in the green room. Pearsall went off or was on the PUP list, and nobody seems to know why. So, again, I'm assuming, and you know only asses assume, Steiny, but this young guy, if something happens with Ayuk, was supposed to be step in, and he's hurt before they even put pads on, and nobody will tell us what it is? Just kind of, Arsenio Hall, things that make you go,
You worry so much about things that are outside of your control.
Well, you know, I've heard that before.
Let me give you the old favorite. Worry is a down payment on an investment you'll never make. Worry is a down payment on an investment you'll never make.
I don't necessarily buy that. Because if you worry about something, you're ahead of, if something happens, you're ready for it.
That's called preparing. Right. That's not called worry. That's called preparation. Let me help you out here. You can't control whether Pearsall will be healthy or not.
Let the
chips fall where they may. Be a fan and keep your mouth shut. There it is.
Yeah. But it, you give me, it's peculiar. We don't know what's going on with them.
I won't give you
He's
that.
He's young.
It's not peculiar.
Yeah.
It's something that happens every day in football. It does.
I love you, man.
It does.
Oh, boy.
I'm not worried about Ayuk either. There's one guy is never bigger than the team. Never.
All right.
Never.
Until we, and you know what? I'm assuming he's on the team. How about that?
He is on the team. He's on the team no matter what.
All right.
He's on the team whether he doesn't show up next week. He's on the team whether he doesn't play week one. He's on the team if he doesn't play week seven.
And you buy Juwan Jennings' reasoning that that wasn't a shot at IU. I wasn't born yesterday, but I do wonder if there's any impact on a guy. Like, if I see Ayuk right here, hey, Brandon, you know who he was talking to. He'd be like, I know, Goo. Like, there's that, and that's a position guy. That's a part of your group. So, you could, a lot of people could say it's nothing, but, man, let's see.
You worry so much. What makes you, let's do it the other way. What makes you feel good? What makes you feel confident? What makes you feel bold?
That Brock Purdy, I think, is a real deal. McCaffrey, Trent Williams. This team was just in the Super Bowl minutes away from winning. They went to overtime. So let's do that. Stani Warner's there. Bose is there. But, again, I've just been preaching like a reverend. Windows don't stay open all the time. And it doesn't mean, let's just say the Niners lost in the first round of the playoffs this year, that the windows closed. But it's like it hurts more when you don't close the deal when you're up. That's all, Stein. That's the difference between me and you.
Well, yeah, I know. The difference
opportunities
between,
don't come around the difference all between, the time.
The difference between you and me is that even on a limited basis, I actually was an athlete. And so one thing about athletes as opposed to spectators is athletes are pretty good at
Ken
putting things behind them. And so the one thing I notice that you do is you tend to harp on things in the past when the people who are playing the games, they've already moved past it. They're not thinking about the losses in the last 3 or 4 years. They're focused on the task at hand, and I'd advise you to do the same.
Would you tell Steve Young that? The Hall of Famer who is, like, he's captured the moment of, he ain't doing what you're saying. And you're right, the players got to turn the page, but we'll never know how much that page is turned, and they got to talk the talk. But Steve Young, he won't let it go just about the opportunity that this team has had the last 5 years, as you pointed out.
Okay, well, they had an opportunity last year. They didn't get it done. The Lions had a shot at it to get to the NFC Championship. They let it slip away. The Packers, they could have beaten the Niners. They, there's only one team that succeeds every year, and that's a Super Bowl champion. You're not entitled to a Super Bowl. You've got to earn it.
A lot of people saying Steiny did not play the I played card.
Oh, I did.
D3. Franklin and Marshall.
888-957-9570 is the number. With training camp starting next week, I got a couple questions for San Francisco 49er fans. And here are a couple of them. Who's the pressure on this year? If you're looking at a player or a coach, how much pressure is on the San Francisco 49ers that this year is their last best chance at a Super Bowl? What's your biggest concern? And then what's the thing that gives you the most confidence that this is the year the 49ers will be able to break through? 888-957-9570 is the number. And that's what we're going to start with today. But we got a lot of stuff to get into. We didn't get into this sound from Sam Quinn yesterday. He writes for CBS Sports. He's a national NBA writer. And he broke down in detail what the Warriors and the Utah Jazz are talking about. Lauri Markkanen, Brandon Podziemski, is there a holdup? What's the future hold? Are they going to be able to get a deal done? We're going to play a lot of that sound at some point today. We got to get into the Giants. Their second half starts tonight. They play the Colorado Rockies in Colorado, trading deadline July 30th. What are they going to do? How much pressure is on Farhan? How excited are you about the second half? Is there anything the Giants can do to make you believe that they can essentially turn this thing around? Because they're going to have to turn it around. They're
Starts
not going to be able to. They're not going to be able to get to the postseason 3 games under 500. That's for sure. So 888-957-9570, but we're going to start on the other side with a piece of Brandon Ayuk news that just came out about an hour ago from Pro Football Focus. We're going to get into that. It's kind of interesting. And don't forget, Klay Thompson jersey giveaway. Last chance to register is at 5:11, which is in about 3 hours, 5:11. You got to be listening for your chance to win an autographed Klay Thompson jersey. I'll tell you the piece of 49ers news on the other side. That segment was brought to you by Meineke Car Care Centers.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is life before tech care. Cracked computers and leaky fridges.
I'm sorry, we just don't cover that.
This is the future of tech care. Thousands of devices are covered, repairs and replacements are always close by. And 1 a.m. problems get 1 a.m. support. Finally, you're not just covered, you're taken care of. Get the future of tech care at Asurion.com/tech care.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!